Welcome everyone, Dylan Jamelli here today with a brand new video for you. And today I am going to discuss whether or not marijuana will affect your gains on cycle. But before we get into that, just a big shout out and thank you to everybody out there watching and supporting the channel. I cannot thank you enough. If you haven't yet, please like, sub, share, comment, any interaction with the channel. It's going to help the channel to grow and it's going to allow me to produce more and more content for you each and every day. Also, today's video is sponsored by our friends at letsgetchecked.com. Now, letsgetchecked.com specializes in at-home blood testing. Go to the website, pick out any test that you feel that you want to utilize. They have everything for men and women, from hormonal to wellness. Just look around, pick out what you want, order it. They're going to ship you your kits in the mail. Register them online, ship them back, obviously providing the sample for them. They are going to email your results very quickly. They've got doctors and nurses there all around the clock. Any questions or concerns that you have, they're there to help you. So check them out. It's fast, reliable, it's discreet. Letsgetchecked.com. Coupon code Jamelli30 will save you 30% off. All right. Good topic today. So we're going to talk about whether or not marijuana is going to affect your gains on cycle, or just really in general, to be honest with you. But I think a lot of people really want to know how it affects them on cycle. Is it going to do this or this or this or this or this? Because there's all kinds of things that get thrown around out there on both sides of the fence. And I'm going to try to, you know, kind of give it to you how it really is. All right. And some of the things are a little gray, and we're going to discuss that too. Let's start with this. I am very, very, very extremely pro-marijuana. I've had medical cards every state that I've lived since 2012 now. Obviously, I've lived in some places where it was just legal regardless, but, you know, I've had the cards forever. I've used it for a variety of reasons. And to be honest with you, the first time I ever used it, I was in high school. And that was just to use it. And I stopped using it. I didn't really love it. And part of that was because we didn't really know what we were even getting or doing at that time. I started back again the first time that I had broken vertebrae in my back, which was my senior year of high school. And ever since then, that's been the one thing that's consistently been able to help me with that. It helps me to focus. And for instance, in school, I became a Dean's List student in college when I was using it while I was in class, because for me, it helps me absorb, listen, and pay attention and engage a lot more. Oftentimes when I'm just reading, because I read so much and learn and go through so many things, my mind will just, after a while, it's just like toast, it's done. And a lot of times, like if you get emails from me or responses, when you see the times that I'm writing more in detail, more in depth, more thorough, that's after I've smoked, because that's where I'm at in my mental. Some people don't have the same response, trust me. Some people, all they do is turn into burnout, sit around, do nothing. And that, to me, is a big scream to you to either slow it down or not use it, because you're not handling it properly. I use it for a lot of good purposes. It's not just to hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo all day long. Maybe in the past when you're younger, yeah. Now it's like for a really strong purpose, and there's more to it than that. Especially as I get older, running 10 miles a day. I mean, it's hard to explain to you the aches and pains that build up over all these years, and that's my go-to. It's a lot better than me slamming down ibuprofens, Tylenols, whatever that you want to come up with. Some people painkillers, you know. So anyway, long story short, I'm very pro, always have been. As long as it's used properly and you're not, you know, misusing it or selling it or doing something illegal with it or whatever, then that's a totally different topic. Maybe not so pro then. But in terms of how it's affecting you on cycle, and I'm going to refer to a couple of things, and I don't want to, a lot of times I try to remember and recite stuff for you. I'm not going to do that anymore. I pulled up a study. I'm going to read it verbatim to you exactly as it says. I don't want to butcher things trying to impress everybody that I memorized something. It's not necessary. Nobody does that. So there's a lot of different misconceptions on there. Oh, it's going to crash your testosterone. It's going to make you have fertility problems, which actually is a possibility of what we're going to talk about. You can't focus. You can't do this. It's going to shrink your muscles. I've heard it all. There's some truth to that. There's some not. There's been older studies that were talking about it decreasing testosterone. Now here, I'm going to pull this. I had a couple of these up here. So 2018 study in Andrology looked at healthy guys with clinically low testosterone that had consumed marijuana at some point in the last 5 years. It said on there, researchers found that healthy guys who had smoked within the last 30 days had higher serum testosterone levels compared with those who hadn't smoked in a while. Another study in the World Journal in 2020 of Urology, similar results. Marijuana use was associated with small increases in testosterone. But then it did say with heavier use that it did cause a slight decrease, which probably just leveled it out. And I'm not saying that if you're smoking pot all day long, every single day, we're talking about like moderate use, you know, just normal use. That's what I'm addressing. I'm not talking to you about being a flat out burnout and just smoking all day, every day. That doesn't count. We're talking about proper use. That's when I discuss these things. So there have been some people that will tell you that it could possibly increase estrogen. I am extremely estrogen prone, as I've discussed several times. It's hard for me to say whether it has had that effect on me or not. But generally, I smoke daily or almost daily, and my estrogen stays pretty well in range. So, and I'm on TRT. So I would venture to guess it's not really hurting me in that regard. And I know so many people that bodybuild that always tell me that's a myth. And guys that I respect that probably know more than I do. And it just through personal use. So I would argue that, and I would say if that is something like on cycle and you're using estrogenic compounds and you're noticing flare-ups or something, either stop smoking, scale back, lower your doses, or accommodate it more with an aromatase inhibitor. There's several different options you can do. But in terms of muscle building and performance, let's talk about what it does positively here. One, and I was talking about this prior, is the help with the pain, whether it's CBD, marijuana, whatever. However you want to take it in or however it helps you the most. The pain management alone is extremely, extremely helpful. I can tell you firsthand because I got on the ibuprofen kick for a while because of trying to run on an injured foot all this time. And it's not good to do that. You know, it's not good to use any of those painkillers, over the counter, whatever. It's not good to just continuously use those and abuse those. And also, we know if you're, as you age, especially, and the more that you beat up on yourself, it's going to hurt worse as you get older. That's just life. It's not going to get easier. So the pain management aspect of it, the help with sleep. I can tell you right now, I personally never get enough sleep, ever. And that's one thing that will help me kind of relax at night or get ready for bed or ready to wind down. So, and it does provide a lot of people a deeper and better sleep and the ability to fall asleep easier, you know, depending on the person. But that's a benefit that it can have, which is extremely helpful to your muscle growth, clearly, because the more sleep you get, the more time that your body has to rebuild. And that's how you also make gains. There's a lot of different ways to make gains aside from just being in the gym and your diet. And if you do the little things, it adds up to the big things. So that's another aspect of it. Now let's talk about the effect on your hunger. For some people that are trying to bulk, especially, that can help you with an increase in appetite. Some people just have issues in general. Some people are on cycle where they're having trouble with certain compounds. I've seen so many guys say they don't have an appetite on this, 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 and this. So, you know, there's several things there to be aware of on the positive side that it can do. Now, I don't really know that it's a great idea in terms of your overall performance to just get as high as you can and go in and attempt to work out or go run or things like that. I wouldn't do that. I know guys that literally, and I saw this in some of the best athletes that had to get high before they played. And I just, for the life of me, that's not me. I know where it's good for me and where it's not good for me, but some people can do that. I don't know that that's the greatest idea, but I'm talking about just using marijuana while you're on a cycle responsibly. There's a lot of things that could be very productive with it. It's just like anything else, just like the steroids, except marijuana's got way more health benefits, right? But anything that you abuse or misuse is going to backfire on you. So, you know, I would say this. Just like we talk about with anything, use it properly, don't abuse it, and get the benefits from it. Misuse it, don't treat it with respect, and guess what? You're going to have problems. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, stating the obvious, but sometimes you got to repeat this over and over and over for it to catch with a lot of people. So a lot of benefits there. Don't worry. It's not going to kill your gains unless you abuse it and turn into super burnout, Mr. Couch Potato, and all you want to do is eat and laugh and fucking watch TV. I don't know. So use it properly. There's a lot of added benefits, like I said, and it will not ruin your cycle or your gains. So that being said, stay tuned for plenty more to come. Dylan Jamelli signing off.